So anyway, I'm here now, and good evening. Hello. Yeah, let's keep it casual. Keep it casual. Anyone else? Anyone else? There we are. Right, so there we are. That's that done. Now, joke number three. Three blokes go into a pub. I say three, could be four or five. Doesn't really matter, does it? Could be 10, 15, 20, 1,000 blokes. Really, it doesn't matter. A small town. A fishing town, a market town, a weaving town goes into a pub. An entire continent, North America, South America, all the continents go into a pub. Imagine that. Antarctica, well, that's not a very good example, is it? It's just eight blokes in a weather station. So all the blokes in the planet go into the pub. And the first one goes up to the bar, he says, I'll get these. What an idiot. This would be a massive, huge, round, imagine stupidity of that. Anyway, as I say, I grew up in Britain in an area called the West Country. It's the West Country. It's a rural area, quite a country area. A lot of people cling on to a lot of arcane, rustic traditions like fox hunting. I'm not a big fan of it myself. I can't see it. It's a little bit one-sided. Do you know what I mean? The fox, whole mob of toffs, you know, chasing after you. Come on, then. It seems a bit unfair. But the thing is, I'm against blood sports in general, really. I'm not so keen on them. I'm a bit of a vegetarian, really. I say vegetarian. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I mean, I eat fish and duck. Because they're nearly fish, aren't they? I mean, they're semi-submerged. They spend a lot of time in the water. They're amphibious, really. They're virtually fish. Now, there's different ways you can sabotage a fox hunt. One of them is to dress yourself up as a fox and try and lure the hunt into a shopping mall. Now, I wouldn't recommend it. It's very dangerous. A slightly more subtle form of approach is where I come in. I use a musical form of sabotage. You see, for a hunt, you need a hunting horn, like that. Yeah, the crystal clear sound of a hunting horn, which immediately marshals the dogs and horses. They may be grazing, chatting, what are you doing later? Oh, I don't know, fancy going up there? Oh, this is us, you know, so... And it has to be that exact chord as well. That's known as a hunting fourth. There. It can't be any deviation of that, like a jazz thing. Because that'd be chaos then, wouldn't it? Chords. What's happening? Has to be like that. So what I do, I place a mute in the end of the hunting horn. I creep in the middle of the night to where they keep the horns, the hornery, and I place a mute in the end of the horn, and this causes a sensation of suspense. The fox is thinking, I'm getting the hell out of here. Yeah, gives them a fighting chance. Now,